You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some good news to start the show today. Some not so good news to start the show today. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin. That is not the good or the bad news. I guess that's depending, though.
It's news.
It's news, nonetheless. Kevin is back tomorrow from his week-long extravaganza. I don't know where he went. Do you know where he went?
No, he left for vacation when I got back, so we've kind of been playing a little...
Ships in the night.
Yeah, we played a tag.
So Kevin will be back tomorrow. Good news and bad news? Do you have a preference, Max, on which one I give first? Are you a bad news first, then the good news?
Yeah, let's go bad first. Let's get that out of the way.
All right, the bad news. Brandon Coleman is not practicing today.
That is some bad news.
Limped off the field this weekend. Saturday practice. It was family day for the Commanders. He is not practicing today, so that's bad news.
Did you happen to see any of... what happened? Because I know you're
out
there.
I did not see what happened.
Because I checked in with my source on all things O-line, and he has yet to respond.
Yeah, I didn't see anything with Brandon Coleman. Admittedly, when I was watching offensive line on Saturday, I was more focused on Connerly, which is something we will get to throughout the course of the show. So that's the bad news. No Brandon Coleman practicing today. This is the team's last practice in Ashburn before they go up to Foxborough, have a joint practice with New England on Wednesday, got walkthrough on Thursday, game on Friday. So really, there's two good news, Max. Good news number one, it's game week for the Commanders. We are going to see real football, not meaningful football, but real football. Probably won't see a lot of Jaden Daniels. But we will see real football, and we'll see him in the joint practice, which is exciting. But here's the actual good news that I wanted to start with. Deebo Samuel is practicing, and not just practicing, participating and rolling through 11-on-11s as if nothing had taken place on Saturday that would have stopped him.
Nothing did
from
take
practicing.
Place.
Nothing took place.
It's not supposed to be reported.
According to Deebo, that's not how that works, unfortunately. Deebo gave somebody a death stare. I'll play that audio for you in a second. But Deebo injured his finger. I don't know. We never got an official diagnosis. A jammed finger versus a dislocated finger. Obviously, one of those is significantly worse. A dislocated finger takes a little bit longer to recover because you got to pop it back in place. You got to make sure your body's cool with it being popped back in place. It's this whole big situation, right? Whereas a jammed finger sucks. Throw some ice on that bad boy, and you can theoretically use it day or two later. No big issue, right? I was standing in front of the play that Deebo injured his finger on. It was the... You know what really sucked about that, Max? It was the third-to-last play of practice.
Oh!
It was the third-to-last play of practice. Goal line scenario. The ones are marching down the field. They were not taking on the ones on defense, which is something that we need to talk about, and we will today because it's a little bit of a problem. But they were taking on the seconds and the thirds on defense. Jaden looks for Deebo over the middle. A nice pass breakup by the DB. And then you could just tell immediately something was wrong with the hand. He's holding it. He's shaking it, comes over to the sideline on the near field, which is like right where me and a collection of other media members were standing. Some expletives were shouted, which is never a good thing.
No.
Never a good thing. Some kids questioned the expletives because, again, it was right in front of the fans. Welcome to football, kids. And then the trainers worked on him a little bit, and there were some more expletives. But he is good to go. He's been catching some passes from Jaden and some 11-on-11s today. So he's good. He is situated. That's good news. You want Debo healthy, especially if Terry's not out there. Because let me tell you, the pickings are slim when it comes to wide receivers. With no Terry and Noah Brown is not practicing today either. Noah Brown hasn't practiced a ton throughout training camp, which is a little unfortunate. Hopefully we get some meaningful Noah Brown reps after the Patriots game this upcoming Friday. I can't imagine that the first practice he will get thrown into is a joint practice. And I can't imagine, just with the way that they ramp guys up, that they're going to say, hey, you haven't practiced at all, go play in a preseason game. So hopefully we see Noah Brown next week. That's not intentionally where I was going to start today. It just so happened that because they are practicing today and we got that information prior to the show that I wanted to go there. I do want to start, though, Max, with something that took place on Friday that we had mentioned on the show. It's very, very important, but it wasn't confirmed on the show. It was a Friday news dump because it happened like at 4:30.
It took a long time.
It took a long time.
The entire show, and then we were like 2.5 hours into a 3-hour show with Doc, and then we got the news.
And then you got the news. I was hoping we were going to get it at like noon on Friday.
It would have been nice.
We got it at 4, and that is that the RFK site is full go for the Commanders. There was a bunch of political nonsense. I don't dabble too much into the ins and outs of the politics. I'm not ingrained in that enough to willingly speak on that. But I'm very much ingrained on the stadium coming back to where it is, or to where it was, rather, where it, I guess, was kind of supposed to be, and then it wasn't for a little bit, and now it is going back. Washington coming back to RFK is a massive deal. I don't need to tell all of you this. Most of you are aware because most of you grew up going to games at RFK. But it is very big for people in the age bracket of myself, in the age bracket of Max, and some of the other hosts that you will hear on this network on 106.7. It is so nice that we can celebrate and get this stadium back to a place that feels like it's ours.
A home that isn't leaking sewage.
That's not leaking sewage.
It's not collapsing in on itself.
That's not collapsing on Jalen Hurts, although if you wanted to add something for that, I'd be down. If you want to collapse on him, that's fine. But it's just nice that you'll be able to have like a central location, but also a location that's easy to get to. For everybody?
Accessible by Metro, and you mean I don't have to walk a mile?
I can't tell you. So I had season tickets, my family did, in 2007. I had been to one game prior to that, but my family was like, you know what? We see that you're loving football. We're going to splurge. Let's get some season tickets, right? We have it. We've been on the wait list because that was at the time where there was a wait list. And we got some season tickets. And I remember the horrifying feeling getting off of a jammed Metro, because the Metro going to games is just packed out the wazoo, which is
sardines
good
in there.
It's good because people are going to games, or they were at that point. It sucked because I don't like being packed into Metros. Don't like it at 30 years old. Didn't like it at, 2007. I was 12. Didn't like it then. Don't like it now.
Fair.
And then getting off of the Metro and then having to walk a mile to go to the stadium to watch the game. We weren't going to drive. I've since driven after working there, doing the 980 street team back in like 2017. Drove there for a couple of games. I drove there once because I took my then wife, to a game last year. Although last year's extravaganza was not as terrible as it had been in years past. But getting there sucks. It's
never
tough
good
to get to from the Beltway. I don't know that it'll be much better if you are driving once it gets back to RFK, because the parking situation is not going to be great, but it'll be so much easier to get to from the Metro, where everyone will be encouraged to do so. And it's just going to be so nice to have all of the teams that we cheer for on these stations. And if you are from here, that you cheer for in your day-to-day life, all in the same city. not three teams in D.C. and then one all the way out there in Landover, or if Ted Leonsis had his thrill of it, multiple teams in Virginia, one in D.C. and then one in Maryland. Like, having all of them in one central spot and then having a new state-of-the-art stadium, and this thing is going to be an absolute doozy. The Commanders are pledging an unprecedented $2.7 billion towards the project that'll include the 65,000-seat stadium that'll also host concerts after football season. It'll probably get, I'm a wrestling fan, Max, it'll probably get a big-time WWE event. I mean, they just hosted a two-night SummerSlam in East Rutherford where the Giants and the Jets play.
So Tyrese got a very warm welcome.
Tyrese Halliburton did get a warm welcome, but imagine having that here in D.C. Imagine having a Final Four, men's or women's, in D.C. I don't know that a Super Bowl will get here. I think they like to get bigger stadiums, but Roger Goodell knows the history of D.C. and its significance to the NFL. So imagine getting a Super Bowl here in D.C. It's so much easier to have a Super Bowl, regardless of what the stadium was going to look like, even if it did end up in Maryland. Like, it could have been this Jerry World. It could have been, you know, SoFi, just like this new state-of-the-art, never-before-seen thing that was beautiful from top to bottom. It could have been all of those things. In Landover, that sucks. In D.C., it's so much easier to justify holding a Super Bowl here. I was at the Super Bowl, as you know, Max, in New Orleans. Having everything centrally located in one city where you can stay at a hotel that is within reasonable walking distance to the stadium, that is also within reasonable walking distance to the convention center where Media Row was held for the Super Bowl, that is also reasonable walking distance to Bourbon Street, the trifecta of all of the things that you wanted, that is now something that will be readily available in D.C. You can stay around the stadium. You can get there easily. So all of the events that are going to come, if you love Taylor Swift, you probably hate Northwest Field because Taylor Swift hates Northwest Field. She ditched it. She said when she's doing her world tour, she's like, I'm not going to Landover. I'm not going to do that. So if you were a Swiftie, you had to take your talents and your money elsewhere.
Philadelphia.
It's going to be so nice to bring all of that, one, that money back into D.C., mm-hmm. but then just have it be an actual like place where you want to be. On top of that, this project is also going to feature 60,000, or 6,000, not 60. Jeez Louise, I can't read today, Max.
Be a lot.
6,000 housing units with 1,800 affordable housing units. It'll have retail space and community benefits agreements with $50 million or more. The agreement also includes close to $1 billion in public funds and around $1 billion in tax breaks for the Commanders. So it's a huge Commanders investment into the city. D.C. will be paying, you know, some of that as well. But compared to a lot of the other stadiums across the NFL, it's going to be a lot more of the Josh Harris group's money than it will be D.C.'s money. All things very, very positive. And I can't wait to see once this is actually up and running, how beautiful it's going to look, what that area is going to look like. Those of you that have been around long enough to know when the Nationals were playing at RFK and then they built this stadium in Southeast that we are like two football fields away from, the way that this area was then built up was tremendous because it was now a destination and a place to be. So I'm excited to see how that area around the current RFK site is going to change and allow for more people to live in that area, allow for there to be affordable housing in that area, and just then generally be a place to hang out. Because even if there's not a Nats game, like, this Navy Yard area is a nice place to hang out. There's like some, it's not like a pool, but there's like some water activities for kids if you live in the city that are not too far away from us. You can get right up on the water if you're someone like me who likes to run, and I like running up against water, even if the Potomac is a little grody. A lot of grody.
Doesn't change the breeze, though.
Does not change the breeze, though. And it's been a hot summer. We know. Air conditioning last week broken. Hot as hell in here. Summer's
still
hot. Still
broken,
by the way. But it's nice to, like, Navy Yard is now like an actual place where you can like hang out and have a good time. So I'm excited to see what that area is going to look like at the RFK campus once this stadium is built. And then again, you're getting the team back to D.C. And it will feel like it is home again. You guys know this. We all know this. This is a football town first.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Even though there's been a large portion of the fan base that, because of the Snyder stuff towards the end, has grown largely apathetic, because of the name change, has grown largely apathetic, having this stadium in D.C., state-of-the-art stadium, now building a winner, and then who knows what happens by 2030, 2031, whenever this thing is fully functioning, what the name of the team is then, I think it's going to be very, very fun, a very fun period to be around DC sports when that all comes back. And then not to mention, Max, we got the draft in 2 years. So it is like this long ramp up to getting the Commanders back into D.C. You get the draft on the National Mall in 27, and then a couple years later, hopefully with some banners to hang, you get RFK Stadium site in a brand new stadium for all of us to enjoy. All double thumbs up from me. I do want to play something, though. So Josh Harris put out an official statement late on Friday after the deal was official. At training camp on Saturday, Dan Quinn talks before practice, and he started his media availability with like a pre-written statement thanking Josh Harris, acknowledging Josh Harris and all of the owners in that group for working hard and doing it the right way of getting RFK back to DC. That was a written statement. At the end of his media availability, we got a little bit more of like Dan Quinn's personality on this. So a question was asked to end the media availability on Saturday about his personal thoughts as a historian of the NFL with the stadium coming back to RFK. And I want you to listen not only to what he's saying, but just how he sounds during this clip.
Remember when the team played in D.C.? What's it like for you to presumptively be the head coach of this team if and when it returns back to its home?
Yeah, I know these guys have been working incredibly hard, man. Like, this is a lot of big steps, you know, that they're putting together. So as much as I think about down the road, I also think about the work that's going in like right now and the type of, you know, attitude it takes to stand up and fight for what you want. So I haven't thought much about down the road, but I think at this point, gratitude for Josh and his team to like make this happen. I always have a real appreciation for people that put in the work. And obviously this takes a lot of work to do that. I wish I had coached at RFK. I didn't, but I saw it a lot. And as a, you know, member of this, you know, organization, the DMV, and so for all former Redskins, you know, Redskins, Commanders, everybody, like, there's that energy about it. So I'll leave it till then. But in this moment, I appreciate the work it takes to get to that next step.
And one thing that I do want to mention while he's talking about this, you can't hear or you can't see it, obviously, because we're an audio first medium. But the look on his face and the brightness behind his eyes is one of like really genuine excitement and happiness that they're coming back to RFK.
Smiling ear to ear. That was the first time I tweeted this on Saturday. If you're not following me at the Den Day on Twitter, I tweeted this on Saturday. That was the first time I think I have ever heard Dan Quinn legitimately giddy about something non-Jaden Daniels related. You know, it's very easy to be giddy about like your quarterbacks, especially last year. Like, it was very, very easy. But there was like a genuine excitement, as you mentioned. He was smiling ear to ear. There was like a difference in him answering that from a guy that knows the NFL, that's been around the NFL, that understands the importance of this particular franchise playing in this particular city, versus at the beginning was just a written statement. The written statement was nice. I don't have any, you know, it's not like I didn't want to play the written statement. It was just very basic. It was coach speak. It was PR speak. Well, that second answer that we just played, that was not PR speak. That was like, this is so fun that that stadium is going to come back. I don't know if he's going to be the coach by then. I mean, look, man, that's like 5-6 years down the road. Hopefully, if he's still the coach by then, it means things have gone really, really well, and I would like things to go really, really well. But very, very fun stuff and a very, very good thing to be happening. So that's the good stuff. We have a little bit of bad stuff. In order to get to the bad stuff, Max, could you please hit me with a what do you got? I think I need to owe Ken Rosenthal a bit of an apology. Earlier this baseball season, when he took to a column and just took the Nats behind the woodshed and lambasted them for how bad they are, how this rebuild is taking forever and they are going nowhere, I took to the microphone 2 days later. I was sitting right on this very show and I said, I think this is in a little bit of poor taste. The Nationals are moving in the right direction. At that particular point in time, record-wise, they were halfway decent. It was early in the season, but still, they were halfway decent.
They were close to 500.
I was very upset with that article. I was like, man, how could you do this? And boy, hindsight is 20/20, because things have certainly changed. Mike Rizzo is not a part of this team anymore. Davey Martinez is not a part of this team anymore. And winning is not really a part of this team anymore. Run scoring was certainly not a part of this team. It took place at their arena, but it was not a part of this team. The Nats were on the wrong side of history this weekend. The Milwaukee Brewers absolutely torched them, just decimated them over a three-game stretch, breaking Major League Baseball history with 56 hits in three games. How is that even a possible number? 56 hits in three games. I thought they were going to hang 20 on the Nationals on Sunday. They didn't even have their best pitcher, the Miz. Jacob Mizorowski was supposed to pitch for the Brewers. He did not pitch. I thought it was going to be a closely contested game. You know, the Nats would get their runs. I knew the Brewers were going to get their runs. They were too hot not to. And it was just all Brewers and, like, no Nationals. And it just didn't stop. Every time you're like, all right, it's 10-2. Maybe we're going to call it off. Bats are going to stop swinging. Oh, nope, there goes another Brewer home run. And it was a fire hose of offense. And the Nationals could do nothing to stop it. 56 runs in three games. As I pull up my calculator, Max, and do a little bit of math, that's nearly 19 hits a game.
Why'd you have to add it up?
In baseball. Like, we're not talking like this isn't college baseball where some things get out of control. This isn't high school baseball where you're getting run ruled when things get out of control. This is Major League Baseball, and they were averaging nearly 19 runs a game. Unbelievably brutal. Brad Lord did his best, I guess. I hope he didn't do his best, to be completely honest. If that was the best, this team has some long-term problems. But he tried. Like, he was out there, and I'm sure he got frustrated, but he wasn't throwing a Caleb Williams tantrum on there, right? A temper tantrum, rather.
Great clips coming out of this weekend. But
great clips for the Bears. Man, their fan base deserves everything they're getting right now. But that was a tough watch for the Nationals, and it does feel like, to an extent, the team is not back at square one, so to speak, with the rebuild. They still have James Wood. They have Mackenzie Gore, at least for a little bit longer.
For now.
And they do have some good prospects that you would hope, with the right developing coaching staff, that they are going to become something. But, man, it sucks right now. They're like Colorado Rockies bad, it feels like. 56 hits in three games. I'm going to just keep reiterating that number because it is an absurd one at that. Nearly 20 hits per game over a three-game stretch. Ugly, ugly, ugly. Yuck, yuck, yuck. If you watched the game at all yesterday, you could tell the fans were not pleased because the fans were not there. It was as empty as I think I have seen it throughout the course of the season. As many of you know, I do a Sunday show for the BetMGM Network, and that's right here. And it's a floor beneath where I'm sitting right now. Generally speaking, when I drive in, the parking lot that we use here is shared for the Nationals game. Generally, when I get in around like 11 or so, 2 hours ahead of game time, not terribly filled. Yeah, not terribly. But you can start to see people coming in. Dog, that parking lot was empty yesterday. When I finished my show, it was in the seventh inning. That parking lot was still empty. So either a lot of people came in and a lot of people left, or nobody came in. And judging by what I was looking at, because I was watching the game, nobody came in. Ugly, ugly, ugly. We'll shift gears back to football. Terry McLaurin was seen hugging Josh Harris on Saturday. Does that mean things are trending in the right direction? We tackle that next. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Dent Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.